This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. The fatal shooting of a postal worker in Longmont was most likely an isolated incident of domestic violence. Longmont police arrested a 26-year-old suspect last night. They say she was the victim's ex-girlfriend. Police are continuing to investigate the shooting today. The U.S. Postal Service says it's offering support services to its Longmont employees. Colorado has an urgent need for blood donations of any blood type, but especially type O. Brooke Way with Vitalant says there's also a critical need for platelets, the tiny cells that help blood clot.
Platelets have a very short shelf life. It's only about a week's time. So they go very quickly. They don't sit on the shelves. We need regular platelet donors to keep coming in, and then maybe people who have never considered it before to try platelet donation.
Blood drive cancellations forced by COVID precautions continue to impact the blood supply. More than 100 blood drives have been canceled statewide, meaning 3,000 units weren't collected. A longtime champion for diversity and equity efforts at the University of Colorado Boulder will retire in January. Vice Chancellor Bob Boswell oversaw the DEI office for the last decade and has worked in the school's molecular and cellular biology department since the 80s. Boswell is known for developing scholarship programs for underserved students and for implementing policies that tracked the school's progress. CU will start its interim search for a leader in the next few weeks. This is CPR News and KRCC.